Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Jessica Schlanger.
How are you today, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. What can I do for you today?
So we recently had a tech come out, and what he did, because we had lost internet connection like twice in a week or two, and he was saying a few things. We were one of the first rounds of people to get, you know, service. So what he was saying is that the wire wasn't set up right, that went in directly into our modem, and that was causing it. So it wasn't causing it to lose connectivity, but it was causing it so that we didn't get the full speed that we should be getting. And then also, he noticed that we had our own Wi-Fi router system, like I think it's like a mesh, I don't know, the Eero. And
yeah,
he was like, well, you know, we can, you know, we provide it and it's better than yours. But I said that we had tried that at the beginning, but it didn't reach upstairs. And he was saying that the tech should have given us two routers. So basically, we've been we were getting, I think, like 100 megabytes of internet speed since we've had it. And I definitely noticed, because I mean, my wife works from home, so she was complaining a lot about it, and I was just like, well, it's pretty much the same as Spectrum, so I don't really feel like, you know, going back just because of the time and the setup and everything. But he did fix it for us, and now we're getting, you know, 1,000, you know, close to 1,000 for speed, and even upstairs we're getting 500.
Yeah, because with the extender, I mean, it only limits you down to like 500 for the extender.
Yeah, and that he's fine. He said that's fine because we were really getting like 100, you know. And we've just, we've had problems with it, the speed, and things dropping, but I just haven't had the energy to deal with it or like set up an appointment to go back to Spectrum. But now, you know, things are definitely, we notice a difference. But I was just wondering if they would offer any sort of compensation, since obviously I don't want like the tech to get in trouble, but if that first wire, you know, wasn't done right, he had said that like the tech came from like a DHL background or DHL, I don't
DSL.
Know what it is. Yeah. From a background, so he was just kind of learning fiber, and so, you know, the guy was really nice, the first tech we had. But basically, we were just kind of like a first, you know, kind of like a learning. So we're just wondering if we could be compensated, considering we've been, you know, paying for 1,000 megabytes and really only getting
100. Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely take a look into that. Do you mind providing me with your service address, please?
Sure. 24 New Street, NEW.
And which township is that, please?
Oh, Kingston.
Okay, perfect. And in the event that we do need to reach out to you, what is the best phone number, please?
Area code 516-459-3657.
Okay, awesome. And thank you so much for that. That allows me to get into the account just to kind of review some of the notes that have been on there. So I do see here that there was a crushed or broken Ethernet cable.
Right. He said he found that after rewiring the main wire that goes directly into the modem.
Okay.
And he said that was also would be, you know, another part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, especially if there's a crushed or broken cable, then at that point. Then at that point, obviously, it would create an issue there. But yeah, I can definitely take a look and see if we might be able to do anything on that aspect. Do you mind if I put you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Sure.
Okay, I do appreciate that, Jessica.
No problem.
Right back.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.